felt her warm skin, inhaled the clean scent of her. The illicit nature of every touch still screamed at the back of my mind. I groaned from my throat, sliding my hands under her thighs and scooping her up. I stumbled back to the piano, dropping the cover and lowering her on top of it. I didn't stop. Not when her hands went to my crotch and unbuttoned my pants. Not even when her silky palm drew my rapidly growing cock from out of my suit slacks. She firmed up her grip, grabbing me right at the base and running her finger slowly up to the tip. I jerked back, cursing and throwing a glance over my shoulder to make sure we were still alone. At this point, I wasn't going to stop. I couldn't. She slid off the piano, fighting her tights down her legs. Grabbing her hips and propping her back on the piano, I cocked one of her thighs up, looking her in the eyes. I don't have protection.
I'm a virgin, remember?
Not for that, Tessalina. Her lips parted in an O, catching on to what I was saying.
No one gets pregnant their first time,
she insisted. Famous last words. My sudden laugh cut through the tension, and I kissed her. It was hard as steel. My tip pressed to her petal's soft, soaking wet entrance. Just the feel of what was to come drove me insane. She's a virgin, I reminded myself. There was no way I could take it that slowly, but fuck. The least I could do was attempt not to hurt her. I let my tongue dance against hers. I tore my lips away to kiss down her neck. I licked the place where her jaw touched her ear, and she shivered, arching into me, pressing the very tip of my cock into her. My muscles coiled taut, and it took everything in me not to thrust up into her, claiming her all the way to my hilt without getting her ready.
Oh, God.
She groaned as my tip breached her, and I felt her clench around me until I saw the man himself, glaring down at me from his lofty throne amid the stars. He's not here, Tessalina. She got the devil instead. I pushed it in just half an inch more and let her stiffen beneath me.
Fuck, you're so big.
She said through gritted teeth, throwing her head back, a pained knot in her brow already, and I was barely 2 inches deep in her. Her hands gripped my shoulders, fingernails biting down.
It's not going to fit,
she said, her voice catching halfway through as I slipped in deeper, wishing I'd had the foresight to prime her with my fingers first. Too little, too late. I would not and could not force myself to stop. I'd rather fucking die. Little by little, her heat engulfed me. That's it, baby girl. I cooed as she took me in. Look how well you're taking me. She lifted her head to look, her eyes heavily lidded and her cheeks stained pink. Her lips parted, shocked at what she saw between us. How much of me still remained to be swallowed by her perfect cunt?
Oh, God, it hurts,
she said in a gush of air, biting her lower lip as she watched me plow an inch more, and I shivered as she clenched around me. You can take it, Tessalina. Just another inch. There you go. Fuck. I dropped my forehead to touch hers, stealing my eyes shut as my balls tightened in anticipation. My shaft at home in her core. You feel incredible, I groaned. I eased out a couple inches and pushed back in, just a little deeper, fucking her slow, even when my body trembling with the feral need to tear her little pussy so good she wouldn't walk right for a week. She groaned and I kissed her, swallowing the sound.
Deeper,
she whimpered, and a bolt of electric energy pulsed down my spine, going straight for my cock.